For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. WCHA announcing some major changes to how the game will be played on the ice this upcoming season, joined by head coach Tom Cerutori. 3-3 overtime. Tom, how long has this been in the works?
You know what, Schultz, it was we talked a lot about it in Florida. The NCHC did it last year. The National Hockey League has done it, and I just think it's time to change with the times. Fans would love to see it. The players love it. I think it's just great for the game. And I think the biggest thing to work out is just basically, again, how you're going to divvy up the points.
As far as figuring out how you want to coach that style, you've never done it before. What's the learning process for you and the rest of the staff?
Well, first off, we do a lot of 3-on-3 in practice, Schultz, for skill development and also conditioning. So we do it a lot. And I don't know if there's a – I don't think there can be a method to your madness, because the bottom line is there's going to be outnumbered rushes. You know, you better hit the net. When you don't hit the net, there's going to be some people trapped. You're going to give up some two-on-ones. But I just think you have to go. I mean, it has to be all about offense. It has to be all about scoring. And you want your skill guys on the ice, and you want your speed on the ice. You can't worry about defense. I think you have to worry all about offense. And no matter what, if it gets to 3-on-3, you've got 1 point. You got 1 point for sure. So all you're doing is playing for the extra point. So, that's what it's about. And it's going to be – there's a lot of ice. There's a lot of space. And you might even see a 3-on-0 every now and then.
It seems like a lot of the 3-on-3 I've seen in the NHL, though, it seems like at times they're trying not to lose. Was that a concern at all of the coaching staff?
Not at all. I mean, I think, again, you know, playing 5-on-5 is not to lose sometimes. We're still going to play our 5-minute 5-on-5 overtime. That's hockey. And if you lose, you know, during the 5-on-5, it's 0 points, and, you know, the winner's going to get 3 still. So that's the incentive to win during 5-on-5, because you're getting that extra point. But once you get to 3-on-3, I mean, again, the point differential is different. You got to remember, in the NHL right now, it's a 2-1, you know, so this is going to be it's a 3-0 point system, or a 2-1 if you go into the 3-on-3 or the shootout. So I don't think you're going to see many people, again, worried about, worried about tying the game. You want to win the game in that particular 5-minute span.
As far as the change to the nets, 4 inches may not seem like a lot, but there's a lot less metal around the backside of that net, a lot more room to work, isn't there?
I agree, Schultz. It's going to allow you the odd quick strike play behind the net. It's going to give you just a little more space to make a quick strike play. It also helps you on wraparounds. So, I mean, are you going to see this big difference in offense? No, but any small little change is going to help generate more offense.
Down the road, is this changing the type of player that you need to recruit?
No, I think that's what we're at. We're doing the same thing now. We try to get as skilled a player as we possibly can. I think we all do. The bottom line is, though, it's just hard to score this day and age. Coaching's very good. You have video. It's just tougher and tougher to score goals at high-level hockey this day and age. And it's attributed to probably there's more parity in the game than there's ever been. And there is a lot of good scorers, or a lot of good skaters playing college hockey right now. And you take a look at the National Hockey League, it's changed from the 2006 lockout. It's a skating game. You're not seeing many guys that don't have very good foot speed playing this game anymore. It's everybody with foot speed, hockey sense. They've got good puck skills. They've got good awareness. They've got good hockey sense. So, no, I don't think it changes. I don't think it changes who you recruit. It's just the bottom line is we have to make sure we adapt a little bit to make the game, again, more open if we possibly can.